We have Lori Tobiasen with Relay for Life in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Excellent. We had you in a couple months ago to talk about your luminary night out at Billwood Field with the Plainsman game. That, of course, got rained out on you.
Yeah, if you want some rain around here, just have Relay for Life plan an event and we'll bring it on.
Yeah, because you rescheduled it Sunday night. I think you're going to be all right. Sunday nights, there's some slight chances, but yeah, I think you'll be okay. It's just a slight chance now.
I think we're going to be pretty good.
So you'd rescheduled it, and you're going to have it where at?
We're going to have it out at the Veterans Memorial.
Okay.
We're going to set out the luminaries, and it's just going to be the luminary ceremony that we're going to do. We're going to start about 7 o'clock, have a little bit of a ceremony, a couple speakers speak, and then we'll just have people walk around the luminaries that are set up and glowing that night until about 9 o'clock.
And are those actual candles, or are they?
They're glow sticks.
Okay,
I didn't know. We're going for safety.
Yeah, sure. Well, and I didn't know with rain.
Yeah.
Obviously, you definitely can't add them if they're candles. But
yeah.
So this is going to be this Sunday, 7 o'clock.
Yep, at the Veterans Memorial.
And so, if you've been impacted, obviously, or even if you haven't, come on out and it's a neat ceremony.
Yeah, we should have about 250 luminaries to set up, and I think out there at the Veterans Memorial will be a really beautiful place to have it. A little bit sheltered for the luminaries to be there in the memorial itself. And I just think it'll be a nice little event to have just to finish up our year.
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody still wants a luminary out there,
certainly
can they do it?
Do a $10 donation is what would get a luminary, and they could certainly do that night if they wanted to come out.
Okay, so if you still want to get one out there, it's this Sunday at 7 o'clock, rescheduled from,
It was in July, yes.
Oh, wow.
We had it in July. So we one of our main reasons for picking September 24th is the fact that it's World Cancer Research Day.
Okay.
On September 24th, and that's what Relay for Life is all mainly about, is making money to go towards cancer research.
Absolutely. It's been a great organization, and so after this, what do you put your focus to then?
We're going to start focusing on what we're going to do for next year, what we're going to have plans for. So if anybody's interested in being on the committee with us, they can certainly give a shout out. We have our Facebook page, Relay for Life of the Plains, and they can certainly message us, and if they're interested in being part of the committee, because we're going to try to figure out what we're going to do, where we're going to have our event next year, and what time of the month, year, and everything.
What Relay for Life of the Plains, what region do you cover then?
We pretty much are anywhere from the Gothenburg area on west.
Oh, wow.
There's no, as far as I'm aware of from the Cancer Center or Society, there is no other area out here that has a relay. From Gothenburg and Lexington area, I think, still have their relay. And then the only other one that's further east that I'm aware of that's close by is the three Tri-Cities. It has theirs, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings.
Okay. Yeah, well, very good. Well, appreciate all that you do. It's this Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Let's at least pray for a little break in the rain, right?
Yeah, I'd like to see a little bit of it anyway.
Just so you can get your event in. Sunday night, again, at the Veterans Park, right?
Yep, the Veterans Park, the Veterans Memorial out there on Highway 83 and I-80.
Okay. Lori, anything else you want to mention here today?
I don't think so today. We'll probably be getting hold of you for next year.
Very good. Looking forward to it. Thank you for your hard work on this. Obviously, very important. So head on out Sunday night to Veterans Park at 7 o'clock and get yourself a luminary, too, if you need to as well. Thanks for coming in, Lori.
All right. Thank you.